اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: لا عبادة ليس فيه التفكر، ولا قراءة ليس فيه التدبر. This hadith is very beneficial in our worships, in our recitations, that Prophet, peace be upon him, is laying the foundation. People may ask a question that how we can really get benefits of our worship, and how worship can reflect in our life, how that can benefit in our daily life, or what are the most important pillars for the worship. Prophet said, La ibadata laysa fihi at-tafakkur. You know, most of the time we worship and it's just sitting and standing. It's just some sort of action that we completed. And if end of the worship, we just think about ourselves, that what we earned, is there anything that we have got in our life? What is the benefit? Because ibadat is dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's been said, Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Worship brings a satisfaction. And if it's there, definitely we have gotten the benefit of that. But if it's not there, we started thinking that, oh, I lost my time. I just was sitting and standing. I was thinking about something else and I was worshipping as well. That is why the most important pillar for the worship, it's been said, At-tafakkur. Laysa fihi at-tafakkur. If you have reflection, tafakkur, that means reflection. When you worship, inside the worship, there has to be reflection about everything, what we say. That is why it has been said, you should start the worship with the niyyah. Niyyat is pillar of the worship. If there is no niyyah, there is no worship. So what does it mean when we say niyyah? Does it mean in the beginning I should, you know, think that I'm beginning my worship for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, qurbatan ilallah, whatever, and then I go with? Niyyat is important with every action. It has to be continued. If in any place I got lost, is that a prayer? Is that a worship? No, it's not. It's just completely, maybe I'm somewhere else. I'm just talking, saying some things. So let's say I say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It has to be with reflection what I'm saying. I should think about, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. What a great phrase that can completely change my life. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to the Lord of the worlds. Now in Surah Fatiha, we have two types of the communication. One is indirect communication. And second, it starts completely direct communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We say, Maliki Yawmiddin, we are praising what the one who is master of the Day of Judgment. But a time comes when you speak with your Lord in the worship, and especially in a prayer. A time comes when you say, Iyaka na'budu. It's like a servant speaking with his master. Thee we worship. You we worship, O my Lord. You know, speaking with the master. When you said, Malika yawmiddin, considered him as a master, then you said, Iyaka na'budu. Iyaka nasta'een. Only you we worship. And only you we seek help. So that is a direct communication. It comes that you and your Lord, you are lonely with your Master. You are lonely with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and speaking with Him, that is reflection. La ibadata laysa fihi at-tafakkur. Second part of the hadith, it says, La qira'ata laysa fihi at-tadabbur. Worship is action. And in action, we need reflection. But qira'at is recitation. Many times we say many things without thinking, without pondering on that, without pre-plan. I just say many things because I memorized. It's like if a child memorized A, B, C, D, E, F. He's just saying. A little child also is starting, you know, saying alphabets. Is that how I worship? So I stand, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'm doing qira'at, but it's without any tadabbur. Tadabbur, in a real meaning, it is said that thinking about something from all sides. Tadabbur has been from the root of dabr, something behind. When you do tadabbur, that means you look from the first and from the side that is front side and from the side that is back. So when you like to buy something, right, at that time you really do tadabbur. At that time you see that what I'm buying, how much it costs, right? You also see that, is there any warranty for that? Or it's not. What a benefit it's going to have. How long it's going to stay. All those things. Looking at the thing back and forth, everything, considering before buying. That is considered as the tadabbur. When you like to do qira'at, at that time, qira'at should have a tadabbur. Ibadat should have tafakkur, but qira'at should have tadabbur. That means what you say, you consider that from all sides, all angles, and then say about that. Even when you like to say salawat, for example, we say salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. You know, salawat is best dua. In this world, if you like to find one of the best duas, there is salawat. But, you know, sometimes we may say without any intention. We don't have any intention. Dua, it has to be said that I am asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, send the blessing upon Prophet and his progeny. Because it is said, if this salawat, it is said with sincerity, every dua is going to be accepted after that. And we may continue reading many things, reciting many things without tadabbur. سبحان ربي العظيم وبحمده سبحان ربي الأعلى وبحمده. When somebody goes in sajda and likes to say أعلى وبحمده, at that time he should think about all this universe and all the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided him, and then consider saying سبحان ربي الأعلى وبحمده. Glory for the one who is highest, the most high, and praise for him. Praise comes after you think about blessings and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then there is going to be real fruit and taste of that sajda. You will taste the sajda. There is a taste for sajda, really. There is a taste for ruku. One needs to taste the ruku, not just say the ruku. Not just do something, but it has to be tasted. So let us repeat this hadith. These are two hadith, but closer. La ibadata laysa fihi at-tafakkur, wala qira'ata laysa fihi at-tadabbur. La ibadata laysa fihi at-tafakkur, ولا قراءة ليس فيه التدبر. وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين.